الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel, welcome you in our program Surahs of Quran, Benefits and Rewards. In this program, we talk about benefits and rewards of specific verses and various surahs of Quran. We talk about what are the benefits of reciting the Holy Quran, what benefits we can attain from it. Inshallah, Azzawajal, be with us from start till end, an immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning, and inshallah, you'll be motivated to recite more and more Quran. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, my Sheikh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, gives us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before performing any permissible deed or any permissible task we're going to do, any good deed we're going to perform. We should not forget to make good intentions. I make this intention, I'll present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You shall make this intention, you'll be with us from start till end. It's a very short, brief program, so you should be with us from start till end. You'll remember what you learn, and inshallah, you should also make an intention to act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too. This is the month of Quran. This is the month in which Holy Quran was revealed, meaning Ramadan al-Kareem. So let's talk about Quran al-Kareem itself. Undoubtedly, Quran al-Kareem is the book of great blessings and favors which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to the blessed heart of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam for the complete guidance, success and prosperity of his bondsmen. For us, for our prosperity, for our guidance, this book is sent down. It is enough for the majesty and nobility of the glorious Quran that it is Kalamullah, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This blessed book is perfect from every aspect. It is revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is brought by Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, the blessed and beloved personality upon whom this divine book was revealed to is the most revered and renowned prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And the ummah upon whom this book was sent down is the noblest of all. The night in which this blessed book was revealed is the most sacred night, subhanallah. The blessed language in which this blessed book is revealed is the excellent languages of all. The locations wherein this glorious Quran was revealed in are the most distinguished and excellent places. The glorious Quran is divine revelation. It is source of attaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is nuskha-e kimia, subhanallah, meaning prescription and model till the end of the time. It is the heart of all revealed books. It is a source of all branches of knowledge. It is a collection of guidance. It is a bouquet of blessings. It is source of excellence. It is such a code of life. If followed properly, all issues and problems can be resolved throughout. It is such a light through which the darkness of ignorance and illiteracy will be removed. It is such a miraculous path which directly leads the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it also leads to Jannah. It is such a great system of reforming and training which molds one into a role model, removing all evil practices and impurities. It is such a great tree that those individuals who sit under its shade attain inner peace. It is such a loyal and faithful companion that stays with you even in the grave and maintains its support for you even in the hereafter. Remedies for the hearts are contained within the glorious Quran. One who firmly holds onto it will seek guidance, and the one who acts upon it will succeed in both worlds, in this world and the hereafter. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Sharif, how beautiful book is this, and how beautifully it has been described. Respected viewers of Madani Sharif, let's listen a few virtues and blessings of nobility of the Holy Quran, so that we may understand the importance of the glorious Quran and we get motivation to recite it regularly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَطْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, those who read the book of Allah and keep the prayer established and spend from what we have bestowed upon them in secret and publicly and hopeful of a trade in which there is never a loss. It is stated in the commentary of Tafsir Baghawi, Tijara. This word here refers to that reward Allah Azza wa Jal has promised of a trade in which there is never a loss. It means this reward would not go to waste, nor would it be destroyed. Subhanallah. It is as if Allah Azza wa Jal is giving glad tidings to the reciters of the Holy Quran. So if you recite, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, Quran, there is a glad tiding for you, inshaAllah. At another place, it is mentioned in Holy Quran, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَطْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Those to whom we have given the book, read it in the manner it should be read. It is they who believe in it. And those who deny it, they are the losers. On this mentioned blessed verse, Sayyiduna Qatada radiallahu ta'ala an has stated in this verse, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. It is they who believe refers to the blessed companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who believed in the verses and endorsed them. It is understood that the recitation of the glorious Quran is the distinctive quality of the true believers. In the context of the above mentioned verse, it is stated in Tafsir Siratul Jinan. It is learned that there are numerous rites of the glorious Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the rite of the glorious Quran that it is loved, it is recited, it is understood, it is believed in, acted upon, and imparted to others. Similarly, numerous virtues and excellences of the glorious Quran have been mentioned in blessed ahadith. Listen a few of them for your motivation to recite more and more Quran in the blessed month of Ramadan. Respected viewers, it is mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih Muslim. Continue reciting the glorious Quran as it will intercede for its reciters on the Day of Judgment. If you want shafa'ah, intercession, insha'Allah, azza wa jal, subhanallah. The reciters of Quran, the Quran itself will do shafa'ah for its reciters. Allahu Akbar. Another place, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has said, three kinds of people will be on the hills of dark musk. They will be free from any kind of distress. Nor will they be asked for accountability until people will furnish their accountability. Allahu Akbar. Out of them, one will be that person who recited the glorious Quran for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and led people in prayer, and they are happy with him. And another place, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, people of the glorious Quran, i.e. those who recite and act upon the commandments mentioned in it, they are the ones who love Allah and his special people. Respected viewers of Madani Sharif, from these blessed ahadith, we understand if we want to have the signs of true believers, we should love Quran. When we will love Quran, inshallah, that means we will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, this Quran will do intercession for its reciters. So what else do we need? We should recite more and more Quran. We should read what message is there for us from our Lord Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every now and then we check messages. Anyone has sent us a text message. We read that. We read digest. We read magazines. We read so many books. But we should ask from our own self, have we able to read Quran completely? Do we know its meaning? Do we know what message has been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us? This is the question of the day. If we have not done in the past, now is the time. This month of Ramadan, the month of Quran, is there again. Alhamdulillah, we are breathing in this month. Alhamdulillah, we can recite, we can learn reciting Quran. If we know how to recite, we should start reciting more and more Quran. Inshallah, we'll be back with another beautiful episode. We'll be discussing various surahs of Quran and their benefits and rewards. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Holy Quran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Quran.